Now, an annual checkup is a good way to keep tabs on your health and get a baseline sense of how you're doing physically. But when it comes to your employment, you might not be tracking it as carefully. And that's why our next guest recommends doing a career checkup. Lisa Taylor is president of Challenge Factory and co-author of the report, Hidden Sector, Hidden Talent, Mapping Canada's Career Development Sector. Good afternoon.
Hi.
So what exactly constitutes a professional career checkup?
A career checkup is an opportunity for you to work with a trained career professional to check in on how your work fits within your current life, the labor market, what opportunities have emerged, how you've changed as an individual, and what are you facing in your work and career that is causing you to be excited or, on the other side of the scale, be a little either disappointed or stressed out. Career professionals are trained in how work changes over the course of our life, how work-life balance changes, what skills and educational opportunities we might want to take advantage of, and what are labor markets doing? What's new information that might be different than the last time you evaluated your career that you should take into consideration?
That's a lot of questions to be asking oneself. And you know, maybe some we're thinking about it all the time. But what are the, I guess, what's the process in engaging in that conversation with yourself? And I guess who else should we be connecting with on this?
It's so interesting that in Canada, career development is a completely hidden sector. It's why we were tasked by CEREC to write this report or to do the research and then submit the report, because Canadians don't realize that there is a professional way or supports that are available to be able to help you answer some of these pretty complicated questions. We kind of navigate through our work and careers, figuring we've landed a job, we can find another one, or we'll ask a friend or family member, not realizing that in the rest of the world, there's an entire profession that's dedicated to helping labor markets work efficiently by focusing in this area. And in our report, we surfaced that, in fact, it's quite a large number of professionals that are working in this field in Canada. There's between 40 and 60,000 Canadians that are trained as professional career development counselors and coaches in order to be able to help Canadians. And just for context, that size is the same size as the entire Ontario Public Service. And it's also the same size as the number of pharmacists that we have across the country. So Canadians should be asking, if I know how to find a pharmacist when I need one, why don't I know how to find a career development professional?
Why do you think that is? Why do you think there's that disconnect from knowing that these people are out there?
I think that it's in how we're set up. So Canada has what we call a fail-first model when it comes to career development supports. What that means is basically once you've left education, the next time that someone proactively offers you professional career services is only if something happens to interrupt your career. Fail first. So if you lose your job, if you become injured, if something happens that causes a career interruption, then there's some services that step forward that enable you to re-engage back in the labor market. But because it is only triggered by failure, the average working Canadian that's just trying to figure out where are labor markets going, what is happening with the economy, how should I navigate in my career, I'm not overly thrilled with what I'm doing, but I'm not sure what's next, they don't even realize that this is an entire area that they can get support with. Or if they do know that there are professionals in this area, there's a stigma because they think, well, that's only for people that have lost their job, or that's only for people that are struggling. I'm not really struggling, so I'll just ask my uncle, or I'll just ask my friend, or I'll bring it up maybe the next time I'm talking with my manager. And they really miss out on the opportunity of getting professional guidance, like what happens for all citizens in other countries.
So you mentioned that, you know, folks turn to this when they're failing, which kind of makes sense. You see that happen. But how frequently should be people assessing their careers and you know, check up on where they're at?
There's so much that's changing in the labor market, in the skills that we're using at work, in the demands that our employers are putting on us every day, that it's worthwhile to kind of put it on your calendar that once a year you're going to check in and see how are you doing. Work has an enormous impact on our mental well-being, on our overall lifestyle, on so many things that it's worthwhile not to just leave it on autopilot, But once a year, make sure that you're checking in. And some people might want to do it maybe a month before your formal performance review or a formal conversation that's going to take place in the workplace, so that you have time to reflect on what you learn and make some decisions. And then you can go into those conversations with your manager or at your company ready to ask them questions about how are they going to help you advance in your own career. What skills do they see something that you should be developing in the future? Those conversations will be better if you know the health of your own career before you start.
I think some people you might feel uncomfortable by having these conversations if they haven't had it before. How do you recommend they bridge that gap?
So first and foremost, when you're working with a professional, they're going to make it really easy. You don't need to come in with a whole bunch of questions or even know what you want to ask. They'll know what to ask you in order to do a quick assessment and then go deeper in areas that make sense, just to explore whether your current work is meeting your needs, fitting in with your lifestyle, if there's something that's causing friction or problems. Are you using talents? Do you care about it, and are you engaged? Is it assisting in your mental well-being, or is it hurting in your mental well-being? And then finally, information about your local labor market. So they'll guide the conversation, so it doesn't need to be intimidating at all. And there's easy ways to be able to access it. Depending on where you are, you might want to explore whether, for example, if you work in a company that has a benefits program, your employee assistance program often provides referrals to career development professionals. That's the term that you're going to want to be asking for. And those are quick confidential calls that you can have an easy introduction. You can decide if there's a fit, and then you can go forward from there.
Lisa, I appreciate your thoughts on this.
My pleasure.
Lisa Taylor is president of Challenge Factory and co-author of The Talent Revolution, Longevity and the Future of Work.